It's time to open up U.S. Bank Stadium, which means it's time to plug our ears. Here we go with final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Revenge, Mike. Revenge.
For week 17 last year when the Vikings stole the NFC North title?
No. 2003, the Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, opener here at the renovated Lambeau Field. 30-25, the Vikings came out on top. Packers looking to turn the tables. But as you said, also a lot of division implications too. Playoff-like atmosphere here in week two, and the Packers are going to be looking to get off to a good start.
All right, well, I say what's at stake is a potential launching pad type of game for the winner. I don't necessarily think the loser has any devastating consequences here, but the Vikings start Sam Bradford at quarterback, which it looks like they will, and they win this game. They feel like, okay, the more our quarterback, new quarterback settles in, here we go. If the Packers win, the Packers will have survived a brutal two-game road trip to open the season to be 2-0 with four consecutive home games coming up with the bye week sprinkled in. So a real chance for the winner to take off. Wes, your player to watch.
Eddie Lacy, Mike. You look at Eddie Lacy's track record against the Minnesota Vikings. Four out of his 10 100-yard rushing performances in the regular season coming against Minnesota. He did it last year at TCF Bank Stadium. Came out, was a big catalyst in the Packers winning that 30-13. He does that in this first game at US Bank Stadium. Packers are going to come out on top.
I like that thought, and my player to watch is outside linebacker Clay Matthews. Matt Khalil, the left tackle for the Vikings, may or may not play. If he does play, he's banged up. He didn't practice much during the week. I think that's a matchup the Packers like. Clay Matthews is back outside, but he will still be a big factor in the run defense against Adrian Peterson. Packers got off to a good start with their run defense against Jacksonville, and that will be big in this game. It's the little things, Wes, so give me one to focus on in this game.
The Green Bay Packers' offensive silent count is going to be something the Packers are really going to have to be cognizant of in this game. Aaron Rodgers is a master of it, but getting everybody on the same page in that loud environment is going to be critical for the running backs, offensive line. Really trying to establish the tempo and rhythm that they want is going to have to be overcoming that really loud, noisy U.S. Bank Stadium.
All right, well, my little thing is the Vikings kickoff returner, Cordarrelle Patterson. Don't give this guy a chance. Just you're indoors. Boot the ball out of the end zone on the kickoffs. Give it to him on the 25. Patterson, in his games against the Packers, has six returns of 40-plus yards, including that 109-yarder for a touchdown in the Metrodome a few years back. Just give it to him on the 25. Wes, the Packers win if they don't turn the ball over. And I know that's always a focus every week. But you look at week one, the Minnesota Vikings don't beat the Tennessee Titans if Tennessee doesn't turn the ball over. The Titans were winning that game. They're driving late in the third quarter. A couple of turnovers were returned for touchdowns by the Vikings that completely flipped the game. Three turnovers by Tennessee in the second half change that game around. The Packers have to protect the football.
No question, Mike. I also think the Packers win this game if they bottle up Adrian Peterson. One of the reasons why Tennessee was in it the way they were, only 31 rushing yards for Adrian Peterson in that game. So if the Packers are able to really stop him, that's going to make the job really difficult for Sean Hill or Sam Bradford, whoever's at quarterback. This offense runs through Peterson. If you stop him, you really cut off one of their primary lifelines.
Do you have an over-under number that the Packers need to hold Peterson to be in that winning category?
You know, I think you can survive it either way, but if you keep him under 80 yards, I think that's a manageable game for your defense to be able to really do what you want to do in their, against their passing offense.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but be sure to stay tuned to Packers.com throughout Sunday night's game for all of your updates, everything on social media, post-game stories and videos on the website. Thanks for watching, everybody, and enjoy the ball game.